I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Blonde, which feels like a hate letter to Marilyn Monroe, even though Ana de Armas gives an exceptional performance as the actress. This movie, written and directed by Andrew Dominik, is filmed in black and white and in color, but it feels depressing as it takes advantage of the NC-17 rating by showing us scenes of sexual abuse, abortions, and miscarriages and so forth. When we see her getting raped, it's sickening, and throughout this movie, the actress, whose real name is Norma Jean, is struggling to reunite with the father she'd never met, and believe me, she starts acting like he's in the room by calling various men daddy. To really love Marilyn Monroe is to go back to her classic films like Some Like It Hot and The 7-Year Itch. Blonde runs for nearly 3 hours, so it feels more like a 7-hour itch. Despite the leading lady and images, this is a depressing biopic that's often loud and disturbing. Do yourself a favor, go back in time and see the classics, and skip this. 1.5 stars. To recap the movies I reviewed this week, thumbs up for See How They Run, thumbs down for Don't Worry Darling, and thumbs down for Blonde. If you like this review and my upcoming movie reviews, please follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.